Craig, do you put this down to a bad day at the office? Or just, I mean, there didn't seem to be one part of the team really that just gelled today at all.
Well, I thought that, without question, Motherwell deserved to win the game, but not by the margin they won it. I think we had enough chances to score several goals in the game. In fact, you know, I thought when I counted up, it could have been 6-5 or something for Motherwell, but they deserved to win. We didn't deserve to win this game, although we did when we played them in the Cup. Now, the reason for that is we didn't manage to get the opening goal when we had two wonderful chances. Early in the game, Niall McGinn had a great chance, and then Josh McGuinness had a great chance. And within the first 10 minutes, we could have been two ahead. And then we conceded very softly. The ball across the face of goal was not defended for the first goal, the headed goal, which was actually criminally badly defended. And when you give the home team like Motherwell, who are a competent side, a one-goal start like that, they then can play. And they proved that. They played exceptionally well.
All four goals really defensively, do you feel that the guys need to go and attack the ball more?
Yes, you look at each goal and the way it was conceded. The fourth one, for example, was a corner kick for us. And the counter-attack, well, we know they do that, and we've got provision for the counter-attack. But we didn't defend it well enough. The first one got down into the right back area of our defence, and the ball was allowed to be crossed without much challenge. And then Murphy's second goal, he ran in and hit an unchallenged shot. So, you know, I can see all the goals, and they're all avoidable. Everyone was avoidable, and we have to do better in terms of collective defending. There were individual errors, but collectively we were at fault there. Having said that, there was no throwing in of the towel. There was an attempt to recover throughout the match. And I genuinely think that we could, even the second half, when we're a good bit behind, we could have scored a couple of goals at least.
How did you explain psychologically, though? You come here down here a couple of weeks ago and totally outplay Motherwell, but it's a different game today. I mean, a different result, very much different result. How is that explained with pretty much the same group of players? Okay?
Well, it's the same two teams in the pitch. I think it was just Motherwell's day today. It was our day in the Cup. I fault ourselves because we gifted Motherwell the first goal, and we missed two easier chances ourselves to score. And that's the critical factor here. You know, when you concede as softly as we did, their first goal, having missed two great chances, I've got to say that you know, it looked ominous at that point. And unfortunately, we didn't recover from the early setback.
Obviously, it's been mentioned that the players had the day off yesterday, Craig, Christmas day off. I mean, is that a general thing in football, or do you think that it is?
No, so had the Motherwell players. You know, it's a general thing. And we had the Christmas day off the last three times I was in charge of an SPL team, and we won the game after that at Motherwell here and twice at Aberdeen. So it's nothing to do with they trained exceptionally hard on Boxing Day. The day before, I beg your pardon, and the last Boxing Day it was, and the Christmas Day off. So, well, nothing to do with the day off, absolutely nothing, because we started brilliantly, and I thought we cut them apart in the early part of the game, and fitness wasn't a problem because they were going very strongly at the end.
How'd you lift the boys for Saturday, Craig? Because at 4-1, although you say that it wasn't a 4-1 game, but that is the scoreline, and that's what people see. I mean, how'd you lift the boys?
Well, they see 4-1 and they think that's a drubbing. Now, it wasn't a 4-1 game. There's no doubt about that. It could have been a 6-5 game quite easily. And what we've got to say, they said to the lads, they need added determination to ensure. Be a wee bit humble after that result. You can't be anything else, but you must be extra determined for the game on Saturday against Dundee. Nothing short of 100% concentration and effort will be successful at Dens Park, and that's the only possible way to redeem ourselves to get a victory down there.
Do you get angry when you come off the pitch and you see some of our scorelines? Could have you got a result today, you could have had a wee boost.
I don't know the other scorelines yet, but they're telling me that
Two draws, Inverness drew, and Hibs were beaten, I think, and Hearts lost as well. So.
Well, it could have been good for us, but as long as we stay in the pack, I've continued to say that if we stay in the pack until we get all our players fit, we'll be in contention, because once everyone's fit, I think we can go on an unbeaten run again. We're capable of that, and I think we'll prove that.
What's the chance of Stephen Hughes being back Saturday?
There is a chance. He's the nearest coming back. Isaac Osborne, the next nearest. If I put him in